to you today in the name of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Today we gather to remember all the saints. Our current celebration combines what the Church historically celebrated in three separate feast days honoring the dead, both saints with a capital S and saints with a lower S also. And it's good to think a bit about each of these groups of people today on All Saints Sunday. Now these three feasts, first we have All Hallows Eve, which October 31st we call Halloween. It began as a pagan festival and was a day celebrated in Northern Europe when people paid a special memory to their dead loved ones, and the Church Christianized this pagan celebration and set it into the context of All Saints Day. November 1st, the day the Church remembers martyrs for the faith, and other individuals the Church recognizes as having a particularly sacrificial witness to Jesus Christ for their lifetime. These are the saints with the capital S, so to speak. Most of them are from generations past, however, some are even from our current generation. Most recently, Mother Teresa of Calcutta was added after her passing. So we do have some saints with a capital S that some of us actually remember experiencing during our lifetime. And lastly, we have the Feast of All Souls, which falls on November 2nd. And on this day, the Church remembers all the faithful departed, all those who have died in the hope of Christ's promise of eternal life. These are individuals who may not be known to the wider Church, but were faithful communicants of the Church during their lifetime. All of these we gather up in our celebration today, All Saints Sunday, which is also traditionally a day we set apart for baptism. We're blessed with our baptismal celebration today. It's a cause for the Church to celebrate indeed as we witness God set apart a future saint in the making right here before us. But that's truly how the Church views the idea of all saints today. We believe in the sainthood of all believers. And this is not new theology, but rather a reclaiming of traditional Church teaching. In Paul's letter to the Romans, he writes, "To all God's beloved in Rome, who are called to be saints, grace to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ." And his first letter to the Corinthians, Paul begins, "To those sanctified in Christ Jesus, called to be saints, together with all those who in every place call on the name of our Lord Jesus Christ." And in his introduction to the Philippians, he writes, "To all the saints in Christ Jesus who are at Philippi, with the bishops and the deacons, grace to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ." I think you get the idea. All Saints Sunday certainly is for all the saints. In the Ecclesiasticus reading, the famous are remembered, those who ruled, those who gave counsel, those who led the people, the musicians, the writers, the rich benefactors. All these were honored in their generations. But also is remembered others of whom there is no memory. They perished as though they never existed, but these also were godly men, whose righteous deeds have not been forgotten. So All Saints Sunday encompasses them, the big saints and the little saints and the saints in the making. It includes the saints whose deeds are widely known and others whose faith may be known only to the Lord. It gathers us up all together, those in heaven and those on earth, the living, the dead, all faithful believers and followers of Jesus Christ. and today gathers up Bailey as well, a great celebration indeed. So what is this sainthood about? What does this word saint mean? Well, in short, it designates holiness. That only helps if we have a good thought about what holiness means. See, holiness is the very stuff of God. To be holy, to be sanctified, is to be set apart, to be special, to be for God, and to be for God's use. Some buildings are holy, like this church. It's a building set apart for God. Other things can be holy also. Chalices on the altar are holy cups, for instance. And our offerings in the plate today become holy money. Our music becomes holy song. And people too can be holy, because people too are sanctified, are set apart and made special for God. And that, in fact, is a great way to understand what's going to happen today in the baptism. Bailey will be made holy, set apart for God and for God's use, a future saint in the making. Now, sainthood is mostly God and a little bit of mankind as well. Let me explain. It's a little bit of mankind because one has to give oneself freely to the issue of being sanctified. Even more than deeds one does is the person's free will involved. One can want to be holy, or one can choose not to be holy, but a person can't make themselves holy on their own. No matter the number of good deeds done, a person can never make themselves holy. And that's because holiness is within God's realm. It's not earthly stuff. Our other two readings might be viewed in this manner as well, viewed in the manner of God's realm. The book of Revelation can be confusing if it's not viewed in this way, because it speaks to end times and judgment and Christ's final coming and victory. God's realm, indeed. We anticipate many saints there at that time, as many as John reveals in the writing of the revelation given to him. After this I looked, and there was a great multitude that no one could count, from every nation, from all tribes and peoples and languages, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, robed in white, with palm branches in their hands. This vision is for all the saints, indeed. And Matthew's telling of the Beatitudes today is stuff of God's realm as well. Most commentators will say that the Beatitudes describe Jesus during his lifetime. Meek, hungry for righteousness, merciful, pure in heart, a peacemaker, and persecuted for righteousness' sake. They also describe Jesus' eternal blessing within the kingdom of heaven as well. Comfort, mercy, becoming children of God. See, what All Saints Day helps us to see is that there's this great intersection between God's realm and the earth and all who are in it. Holiness intersects these realms and connects them. Holiness brings from God's realm into ours, and God is the one that makes that holiness happen. God uses people, but it's God himself who makes holiness because it comes from him. It is God who makes Bailey holy and set apart today. And all Christians, by virtue of their baptism, have been made holy and set apart for God's use. And this means two things. One is holy here on earth, and one is holy in heaven. Being holy here on earth is lived out by giving our life over to God, over to his use and his purpose. That certainly begins at baptism through the pledges made today, to be responsible for seeing the child as brought up in the Christian faith and life, and that one will help the child grow into the full stature of Christ. That's the free will offering made today. If we believe that the Beatitudes describe Jesus' earthly life, it might be said that they describe ours too, especially if we're to grow into the full stature of Christ. Yes, we might mourn, hunger, thirst after righteousness, and even be persecuted for righteousness' sake. But yes, we also will be comforted. We will receive mercy. We will be called the children of God and receive his kingdom. And there, too, we are holy. There we join the multitude that have gone before us from every nation, from all tribes and all peoples and all languages, all crying out, salvation belongs to our God who is seated on the throne and to the Lamb. Salvation belongs to God. Salvation is where holiness leads. We are not there yet. We are not in heaven. We are not yet brought fully into salvation. We are here. And so it's here that we live out our holiness, live our lives in a way set apart for God. We also remember the other saints. We remember saints with a capital S, be it St. Paul or St. Teresa of Calcutta or any in between. We remember these real people and their real deeds of holiness here on earth. We remember them by doing our best to model them. I imagine you might be remembering some other saints now. A mother or a grandmother, a child, some other person in your life. You might remember their deeds of holiness. Whether or not these were honored in your generation, rest assured their righteous deeds have not been forgotten. As John's revelation ends, they hunger no more and thirst no more. The sun will not strike them, nor any scorching heat. For the Lamb at the center of the throne will be their shepherd. He will guide them to the springs of the water of life, and God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. For all the saints, we give thanks today, and especially for today's saint in the making. Glorious things await them from God's riches and grace. And we'll watch and wonder how God will use her among us. So, now, let us gather and celebrate what God will do among us today.